expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
To www.mightbroadcastddv.com. I am Elder Minister Lisa Brown, stepping in for Pastor Michael D. McDuffie of the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. And I'm coming today on this beautiful Saturday. It may be cold to some people, but it is really, really a beautiful day. No snow, no rain. I want to thank everyone who's joining in, even on Facebook. I'm going to give out the phone number for the studio now. The phone number here is 973-925-4559. And we're here and we're going to talk real talk with Heart to Heart Ministry, which is my ministry. Today, I want to talk about things that's going on right now in our in this atmosphere right now. And there's two different things, but I'm probably going to pretty much stay on the one subject of this human trafficking. It is really deep in my spirit and in my soul, and I just want to share my feelings and my opinions, and I'm hoping that I get some of my brothers and sisters that are watching or listening to call in, because I would really, really would like to know how people are dealing with, feeling, or even have any comments about what we are seeing and reading out here in the world right now with the human trafficking. The point that is our people, it's our children, it's hitting home for a lot of people. So I want you all to just tap in. But as we do on any show or anything that we do in ministry or in with MSOG, we always come in with prayer. So I'm going to begin this right now. I'm going to pray in first, and then I'm going to go into my dialogue. Share this, tag your friends, ask people to come and listen, have everyone join in, because this is a serious situation. This is a serious topic today. And I'm not going to be all churchy today. I'm going to be real today, because I need this to resonate, to touch some hearts, to really, really get to the core of people's feelings, because this right here has to stop. I need everybody out there to really, really get people to join in, get people to look, get people to listen. Tap a person on the side of you and say, hey, log on here, listen to this today, because this is serious for us as a people, as a African-American women and men. Our children are in jeopardy, and I need you all to really wake up today. We're going to wake up some people. We're going to get some people alerted. Barbara, I see you on here. You post a lot of stuff on Facebook. I hope you call in. So we can discuss how you feel about this, because, you know, if you sharing this stuff, that means it touches your heart too. Okay. So let me pray in real quick. Not real quick, but let me pray in and bring God into the room. Father God, I just ask right now, Lord God, that you come through the airways and through the byways and through ways, Lord God. Father God, right now I ask that you shut me down, bring you out, Lord God. Deliver a word to your people today, Lord God, that will resonate through their minds and their hearts and their soul. Move your people today, Lord God, to do and be who they need to be in this atmosphere. Father God, I ask right now, Lord God, that even in this moment, in this second, that you will continue to expose the traffickers, Lord God, that you will continue to expose those who are grabbing and snatching our children, not 2-3 days later, but immediately, Lord God. Let it be an immediate exposing, Lord God. Father God, let, Lord God, that the children that are being snatched or taken, Lord God, that they come back safe, Lord God. But even in them coming back safe, provide the counseling for these children that are being snatched, for these young men and women that are being snatched and taken advantage of, Lord God. I ask right now, Lord God, that even if they try to place one body on a ship, implore God that it would break down. If they try to put them on a boat, a bus, a car, a U-Haul, anything that they're using for transportation to try to get these people, Lord God, that I shut the engines down right now in the name of Jesus. I ask right now, Lord God, that you will begin to let the people around have a heart of a brother and sister's keeper. And when they see things that are not right, that they will step out and call the police, call 911, Father God, and let the police be alert and let them be tended, Lord God, that they will see, Lord God, what needs to be done in this atmosphere right now. I ask that you will protect, Lord God, everyone in my family and every family that is watching right now, Lord God. Protect their children, protect their wives, protect their mothers, protect their sons and daughters, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you hear our word, and we know, Lord God, that if we ask, you will give us, Lord God, what we ask for. And right now we ask, Lord God, for full protection, Lord God, that you send angels and legions of angels in the atmosphere, that it will take the imps and the devils out of our atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now let's get into this. I have been dealt with God. God has been waking me up in the wee hours, in the days, in at all moments of the night. He's making me rise up. And when he rises me up, he's beginning to talk to me and tell me, we have to pray. People were like, oh, these people so holy, so this. I don't care what people are doing right now. What I'm saying is our root, our very foundation, who we are as African-American people and brown people, our foundation is prayer. If you go into a Spanish household, they pray. If you go into a black household, they pray. We have to keep on our post. We have to stay diligent at what we are. Even in the slavery days, they might have been getting whipped. They might have been getting beaten. They might have been taken advantage of, but they never forgot to pray. And in that prayer came the things that they needed. They got surrendered. They asked for God to get them free, and they were free. Now we have in this day and age where people are trying to put us back in bondage. Why would ourselves put ourselves in bondage? I mean, every time I look on a Facebook page or the news, I'm seeing people that they're catching are our own people. Our own people are grabbing our children. Our own people are grabbing our young men and women off the streets and selling them to other people. This has to stop. We have to. I am so upset about this. I've been going through so many emotions about this to the point where today might get a little graphic. So if any of y'all so holy and so churchy, you might want to log off, because I'm not here to play games today. I'm here to get this thing out, because God has given me a word for the atmosphere and for the people for today. If you can't handle it, I suggest you get off this line right now, because I'm telling you, I'm not holding no punches. I'm not pulling back. The only thing I'm going to do my best is not to swear, because I'm that upset. I'm that angry. It don't have to be my child. It don't have to be my family member. Anybody's child is my child, and it should be yours too. To see this stuff, you gotta, if you don't see this stuff and have a dishonor about it or anger about it, or not even an anger. I don't want to use the word angry, because I don't want you angry. I want you upset enough to do something. If you don't have no kind of remorse for what's going on today, you will have no heart. You have no heart. How can you sit and watch the news? How can you sit and watch these write-ups of how people, children are being snatched and taken advantage of, and some of them not making it home, and not have a heart for it? I'm sorry. I'm devastated over this situation. I'm reading things every morning, every day, every night, and I have come to the point where I had to stop watching Facebook. I had to stop watching things because I was getting consumed with so many different things that it was bothering me to where I couldn't even function throughout the day. And I'm saying that because when God is dealing with us with things, and he wants us to pray a certain way, or he wants us to do a certain thing, he will wake you up in the wee hours. He will not let you sleep. He will not give you ease until you do what he asks you to do. And that's what today is about, me doing what God asked me to do. At the moment, I just had a conversation with a friend of mine not too long ago. We was in a car, and I had to bring it. God brought it back to my remembrance that human trafficking was introduced to me as a conversation back in 2011 and 2012. Okay, in 2012. I'm sorry, guys. We're going to have, in 1 minute, I'm going to have to break, but I just want to bring that out. I was introduced to human trafficking information in 2011, 2012, by a Jewish lady in Bergen County that was living in Bergenfield at the time and told me she had just found out that they was human trafficking in Bergenfield in this big home, this million-dollar home that was like a almost like, you know, priceless home. The guy was a guy who went to church, a guy who was in the community, and he had women trapped in his basement. She was like, it's right in our community. And we're gonna do a short break, but I want you guys to stay focused, stay on tune, don't go away, come back in 1 minute.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, hello. Again, you are on www.mikebroadcastddv.com. My name is Minister Elder Lisa Brown, and we are online today, and I'm speaking about this human trafficking, and I would really appreciate it if you come on and you give your opinion, or you even give what you feel in your heart is going on right now with the how are you handling all of this news about this human trafficking? What is your thoughts on this? The phone number is 973-925-4559. I left off letting you guys know that I was introduced to human trafficking back in 2011, 2012. I worked at this company, and my manager was a Jewish lady, and her mom happened to come and visit us at the job, and she came right to me like she was gravitated to me, and she only spoke with me. And I didn't know why, but then our conversation switched it to religion, and she switched it over to, you know, I belong to this church, and we're handling trafficking, human trafficking. And I'm like, what is that? Like, common sense was human trafficking. Okay, they taking people, whatever. I got it because I watched Taken a little bit, but I didn't know what it was. See, I know how to humble myself. I don't know the full details. Explain it to me. So she began to explain to me that she was in a church in Bergenfield, and that they caught a man that was part of her church that had big house, a lot of money, very welcomed in the neighbor, in the atmosphere where they lived. And they never thought that they would catch this, but they caught him with women in his house. He was trafficking women in and out of his house in Bergenfield. So that prompted her church to begin what they call a human trafficking rescue program. So they began to do this program, and she said, you really should get on board and help us out. You know, you could get in places that I can't get into. And at the time, I was like, I don't really want to be bothered with that. I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that means. So now I fast forward, and I come up now to 2019, and I'm vexed. My spirit is vexed. I'm like, God, I missed the mark. I missed it. That's how I was feeling. That's me. Because I'm like, this lady tried to tell me about this in 2011, 2012, and I just didn't think it was important enough. All I'm thinking is I'm thinking like the rest of the people are our people. They ain't going to come in the hood and snatch nobody. They ain't going to snatch no black person. You know, we the baddest people in the world. Yeah, hello. I just was like, they're not going to snatch us. Nah, they don't want us. Lo and behold, 2019, we are now at over 4,000 plus black women and men missing, young men and young women missing, mostly women. 2019, we are back here. We are here now in a slavery mentality where they're now catching these men and women that are taking our people and enslaving them for money and for intercourse that was not warned. These children didn't ask for this. And then when they flash the names and the people up, it's our own people. That means that just like the Bible tells us, our enemies aren't people we don't know. Our enemies aren't people that we would recognize or we would see or we would say, okay, I know that's my enemy. Let me stay away from him. It's the people you least expect. It's the person that's standing right next to you. It's the person with the same skin color, with the same hair texture, with the same dialect. It's your own that will get you in trap because you let your guard down. You put your guard down because you're thinking you're in a safe place because it's your own people in your own atmosphere. That's when I think we need to keep our guard up the most. That saying, you know, keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer is not cliche. That's real. Because that's the people that will get you. The people that will get you is your friends. The people that you sit there with every single day. I hear the phones ringing, but I'm not sure if that's for me. But right now, we just need to stay focused. I'm coming today and I'm pleading with our people. our African-American brown-skinned people, I'm pleading with you on today. Please keep your eyes open. Keep your mind focused. Stay on track. Don't just go to the malls and these places. This is Christmas season. This is Thanksgiving season, Christmas season. This is the most highest season for shopping. And this is a time when people will get snatched the most and the fastest. I'm a praying woman. I'm a faithful woman. I believe in God. I trust God, and I give him all that I have. But I still call my daughter, and I still told her, I do not want you going anywhere by yourself. If you have to go to the store, if you have to go somewhere, you have somebody go with you. Not because I think, you know what, I'm just going to be so scared. No, I want to be on point, because I'm going to tell you something real, and I'm going to tell you something the truth, because I'm holy. I'm saved, but I ain't holy. Somebody touch my child, I don't know what I'm going to do. If somebody go anywhere near my grandchildren, I don't know what I might do. I don't think there'll be a big enough gun in this world for me. I don't think that there will be a big enough jail cell for me, because I will not stop until I get them. I will not stop until I get them. So I put hedge of protection around my children each and every day, and my grandchildren each and every day. But wisdom says you make sure you still stay focused and diligent at what you do. So therefore, guess what? You could pray, you could ask for covering, you could ask for God to keep the legions of angels around you. That is what we're supposed to do. But he also tells us that we have to be mindful of where we are as well. Make sure that where you at is a safe place. If a cop want to pull you over, pull over in a lit place, because now they have found out that there is a whole group of people out here who got a fake cop car with fake license plates and all that, fake uniforms, pulling people over. Now they're announcing that people are faking like they broke down on the side of the road so that you can go pull over and help them. I'm telling you, if you see things on your window, don't get out at that moment to take it off your window. Wait till you get to a safe place, because they're putting things on people's cars to make them get out their cars when they're stopped and they can snatch them. I don't want to hear about who work out. I don't want to hear about who do this and do that. Y'all could work out. You could do all that stuff you want to. But at the end of the day, when you're caught off guard, you don't know what you'll do. You don't know how you'll react. You don't know what kind of time frame you have to react. You don't know if it's one person, two people, or five people. You don't know that. So don't be so cocky to think that you're so safe that you don't have to pay attention. I'm begging you today, pay attention. I got nieces out here that's all over the world. And if they're watching, I want them to understand and notice. Keep your eyes open. Pay attention. If something is on your car, you leave it there till you can get where you got to go to, unless that car can't move. And even if that car can't move, don't you get out that car. You lock the doors. You call 911. You let them know that you are stranded, that something is wrong with your car, and you do not feel safe. If they say, are you in a safe area? You tell them, no, I need a cop now. And you get some help. If you see stuff that is going on that you think is out of the abnormal, you going down the street and you see a man or a woman standing on the side of the road and their car look like they broken down, listen, I'm sorry. I know we want to be good in Samaritans. Let that go. We got a call coming in. Let me see who this is that's calling in. Hello? Hello? Thank you for calling into Mike Radio, Broadcast Radio. Who's speaking? Hi, Maya. Hi, Yaya. How are you? So what do you have for us today, Yaya? Yes. How Okay. Well, for everyone who's listening, that's Yaya. I'm sorry. You still got more, Yaya? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Yaya. Thank you so much for that. I don't know if those on Facebook can hear what Yaya was saying, but she basically said that she went through when they were going through their time of a hardship, that they had to stay at a shelter, and that shelter provided a class for her to show her, to tell her about human trafficking, to tell her how to avoid things, to how to identify things, how to see things as being strange, and it happened. Happened so that she had to use those tools in order to get away from someone who was following her. And I'm saying, I'm glad, Yaya, that you introduced that to us. Can you please tell me, all right, well, your mom is sitting behind you. Yaya's mother is the leader over our outreach down in Maryland. She is, her program is called Chrissy Kids. And she has maybe anywhere from 10 to 15 young men and young ladies that she ministers to, and she teaches them on the weekends, on a weekly basis, on how, you know, different things in today's society, as well as the Word of God. And I know Chrissy is teaching her kids about this trafficking and how to identify stuff. And because Yaya had went through this course, I know Yaya is already telling these kids how to do it. And it's a great thing that someone had a program to teach you that, Yaya, because if not, we don't know what direction that could have went in. We, like you said, that they offering iPhones now, and they're offering $20. They're offering to give you a dog. They even go to the point where they're showing you a dog. They're sitting here trying to persuade our children with all different kind of tactics. I suggest and I recommend those who are listening to me on the airwaves, as well as those who are listening to us on the Facebook page. Yaya, I want to thank you for calling in. We're going to free up the line right now. If you want to call, do mommy have anything to say? Yes, definitely. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Crystal. Listen, at this time, we're going to free the line. So if anyone else want to call in, I thank you and Yaya for calling in. I know you are doing great things down there with the children. Anyone who wants to donate to Chrissy Kids, you could find Crystal on Facebook. Or Crystal, why don't you tell me what is the way that they could donate to Chrissy Kids? Oh, she's gone. Okay, Chrissy is gone. I believe it's, I think it's $BAM on Cash App. I'll get that information. Anyone who wants to donate to Chrissy and her children, you could just give me a phone call, or you can inbox me and I'll get that information from you. She is doing good things down there, helping out with the kids, and she's teaching those kids how to deal with everyday life and as well as these things that we're talking about as far as human trafficking and how to avoid it. Again, we want to teach our children how to avoid a situation. Don't think that your child is so super special that they will not be caused a victim of this. It might not go to the point of human trafficking, but you never know if they need to get away from somewhere. And we need to start training our kids this way. We have to go. Chrissy, put the stuff on Facebook. We need to go and have different classes. I'm calling out anyone who's out there with the facilities that can help have these different programs, with those who have the knowledge of these different programs. Maybe we can have a police officer come out to a certain facility and teach this to the kids so that they can understand what they need to look out for, what they need to do, as well as I hear a lot of my friends saying, oh, I'm going to buy my daughter mace. I'm going to buy my daughter pepper spray. Well, just to let you know, for those who want to do that, New Jersey has a law. It's against the law to have pepper spray and mace, so you might want to be careful. And as well as, if you don't train your child properly how to use that mace or that pepper spray, they'll spray themselves and they will still be trapped. So don't think that's the answer to everything. Then I have other friends that say, oh, I'm gonna buy my daughter a taser gun. Again, if they do not know how to use these things, they can hurt themselves. Again, in New Jersey, taser guns are illegal. So just be mindful that you can give your children these tools because that's what you feel will save them, but you're also giving them a tool that could get them locked up or get them in trouble. So just be mindful of that. And Minister Sharon just pointed out a point. There's sometimes the hoodies make a difference. Like, they're putting hoodies on and they're putting on certain hats and certain clothing. Pay attention to the clothing. Pay attention if you see somebody that's circling you too many times and they coming around too many times, then you want to be alert of that. One of the things that Yaya said she did, she said that when she felt uncomfortable, she saw that van, she immediately went into the CVS. Find a spot that is well lit and find a place that's open. If you feel uncomfortable, you feel unsafe, find somewhere that's a public atmosphere that you can go to, and don't go in there and think, oh, I'm gonna just dodge through the aisles and lose them. Go straight to the counter and go to a worker there and let them know, I believe I'm being followed. I believe we need to teach our children these things. I believe I'm being followed. I believe someone is watching me. Can you please let me call my mother? Yaya called her mother from the CVS, and then that allowed her mother to come to the CVS and get her. And one of the things that Yaya pointed out was that even though she was inside the CVS and even though she felt she was in a safe place, she could see that that van was still circling the block waiting for her to come back out. So I'm telling you, don't go into these places thinking that you're going to hide behind a rack or something, wait a little while and come back out, because just like you're waiting for them to leave, they're waiting for you to leave out. So let's teach our kids the right way. Let's make sure we teach them that if you're running from somewhere, run to a place, go into a safe place, get to a space where you can get to a phone. Half of our kids have phones nowadays. Make sure that they have on their phones that the 911 or media, the local police station number is at the top of their list and one of their favorites, so that they can just hit one button versus trying to dial it in. That's some other tactics that we can use. Let's make sure that whenever we're out as women, as young kids, stop putting your kids' names on their shirts. Please. Stop putting your kids' names on. I mean, people say that, ah, that's country Lisa. But you know what? There's still some people that do stuff like that. Don't put your kids' name on there all the time. Well, I got another minute and then I got to get off. So I want to say this really quick. I know we love social media. I'm one who posts stuff as well. I think this is not the season that we should be posting our children. I think we should pull back on showing people our kids. I think we should pull back on giving too much information as far as their names and birth dates and things of that nature. I did it today and I thought about it. God abused me. Like, he tapped me in my head like, yo, what are you doing? You just told them your daughter's name. You just told them your daughter's age. You just gave them too much information and you gave them her face. And I had to sit back and say, oh, God, I'm sorry. So I'm saying this to y'all. This might not be the season. We can say our happy birthdays in private and we can say our happy birthdays through text. But I don't think posting pictures is the time for that. Not this season. We're going to hand our kids over freely if we keep on doing it this way. We have to find another way to celebrate people in this season, because people are evil out here and we have to be mindful of that. I'm asking you now, brothers and sisters, if there's anyone out there who have any kind of way of trying to make a program that we can go and talk to some young men and some young women out here so we can pre-teach our kids before this enemy try to come into our atmosphere, I'm down with it. Call me. Let me know. I'm going to try to find out a place that I could go to, and hopefully you'll bring out the kids and we can talk to them and we can alert them and show them what they need to do. They need to look out for vans. They need to look out for cars. They need tinted windows. You need to look out for a car that's circling your block too many times. Fathers and mothers, pay attention. If it's a car in your neighborhood that's been there too many times and it keeps circling that neighborhood, check that car. Get the car checked. It can never be too safe. That car coming around too many times might be a reason. He might be scoping out to see what children is in the neighborhood. Everybody have a great day. God bless.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.